Erev Tov Rabotai. Okay, this is the Shaila. Oh, thank you. The Shaila on everybody's mind. This is a big one. I want to start it today because it's a long, it's a big sugya. By Ashkenazim, this is less applicable because anyways, as everybody knows, the minhag by Ashkenazim is that regardless, even at home, every male Ashkenazi over the age of bar mitzvah and even sometimes younger, midin chinuch, they light their own set of nerot Chanukah. However, by Sfaradim, da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch is that our minhag is that there's one per household. And the big shaila becomes, when you are part of that household, if you are physically present or living in that household, you are exempted, you're part of those nerot Chanukah. The question is, bachurei yeshivot, seminary girls, whatever it is, that are officially part of a household, but currently living away from home because of circumstances, you know, yeshiva, seminary, soldiers, whatever it is, are they included in their parents' hadlakat nerot Chanukah, or perhaps maybe in the yeshivas? Do they have to light their own? Do they not, with or without a bracha? Are they able to have kavanah not to be part of the house, meaning to separate themselves mentally from the nerot Chanukah that's being lit in the house? Why or why not? So let's write, and it's a big deal because you know this comes up every year, and you want to know what to do. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim melech haolam, shehakol nehiyah bidvaro. Anyway, you look like you need a tea. You need a sadaf, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. Can you tell me why they take it out only on Rosh Chodesh? Okay, anyway, Bekitzur. So, there's an interesting Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. All the sugiyot of Hilchot Chanukah is in Masechet Shabbat. From Daf Kaf Aleph, and Daf Kaf He, the Gemara over there says, in Daf Kaf Gimel, in Masechet Shabbat, Amar Rav Sheshat, Ach Sinai Chayav Benir Chanukah. A guest, in general, is Chayav Benir Chanukah. Now, guest is a very broad term. We're going to talk about that more in a second. Amar Rav Bizera, Meresh Keavina Berav, Havina Mishtatafna Bifriti, Badeh Ushpiza, Lebatar Denasiv Naiteta, Amina Hashta Vadai Latzarichna, Dekamad Leke Alai, Begobetai. He says, originally, before I was married, you know, Rabbi Zira was a yeshiva boy. So he used to have lodgings in a certain home. He says, when that was my situation, I used to pay a few pennies to the Baal HaBayit in order to participate in some of the oil and wicks. But then after I got married, even though he didn't go home, he stayed in yeshiva after he got married. He got married, and then he went back to yeshiva. He says, I don't have to do that anymore because they're lighting for me at home. Rabbi Zira's wife lit for him at home. And therefore, he says, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't even have to be mishtatef. The lighting that happens at home is good enough for me, which means he wasn't going home. He was staying in his yeshiva lodgings, wherever it was, but since it was madlikin alav betoch beto, his wife was lighting for him, Rabbi Zira says, I don't need to do anything more. And be'emet, if you look at all the rishonim, I want to read to you the language of Maran HaShulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Ayin Zayin. This is a very important lashon. Listen to the language. Ach Sinai, she'en madlikin alav beveto, tzarich latet pruta leva'al habayit leishtatef imo b'shemen shenen Chanukah. Says, a guest for whom people are not lighting at home. Now, he doesn't say who's lighting. She says, she'en madlikin, which means if anybody's lighting for him at home, any family member, technically, he'd be yotzei dechova. So it could be a wife, could be a parent, could be a brother, somebody, any family member who's lighting for you at home. If you don't have that, then the Ach Sinai, you're a guest, right? So it depends where you are. If you're staying on your own somewhere else, so you light by yourself. If you're with another Baal HaBayit who's lighting anyway, you don't light on your own, says Maran. Rather, what do? Mishtatev, give him a few coins just to take part in some of the oil in the wicks. Now, he continues and says, which is another important halakha, ve'im yesh lo petach patuach le'atzmo, tzarich le'adlik b'fitcho. If this guest has his own opening, meaning his own door to the outside, he has to light by himself. The Gemara says that's because of chashad. if there's an extra doorway in the house and people see you living there, they don't know if you're a guest. They think that you have your own house. And therefore, if they think that you're living in your own house and you're not lighting Nerot Chanukah, people are going to suspect you of being mezelzel b'mitzvah, that you don't care about the mitzvah and you're not lighting. And therefore, it says Maran, even when you're a guest, but if you have your own petach to the outside, you're mechuyav to light Nerot Chanukah, not only to rely on the, or being mishtatef the Baal HaBayit, you have to light on your own without a bracha because of Marita Ayin. People are going to think that you're not lighting. Go ahead. Huh? Something like that. Now. Yeah.
Nobody would suspect him, so what does it make? There's another person, you just happen to be in that room.
No, because over there, everybody knows that you're part of that same household. Over here, they see a random person in somebody else's house. Once they're not putting two and two together, and they see a different door, they think maybe he's renting, and it's his own place, and he's not lighting. Now, there's an important tshuvat Rashba. Okay, this comes up a lot. The Rashba in Shelot Tshuvot, Chelek Aleph Siman, Taf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Orchot Chaim Milonim, Rabbeinu Meira Meili, in his Sefer HaMeorot, on Shabbat, Daf Kav Gimal, Marana Bet Yosef, in Siman Tafresh Ayin Zayin, the Rama over here, La Halacha, they all say, listen carefully, Ve'yesh Omrim De Bizman Azeh, Shemadlikin Bifnim Mamash, Yedlik V'chen Nag, I'm sorry, this was in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, the Rama says, that nowadays, based on the Rashba, because of the Sakana, because, you know, back in the days of the Rishonim, when they used to light outside, the Goyim used to vandalize it, and they used to kind of track the Jews based on the Nerot Chanukah. Although I spoke about in today's halacha, although the original takana of Adlakat Nerot Chanukah was for the outside, was to light on the outside of your door to the left, meaning mamash outside facing Reshut Rabim, the poskim changed that. They said nowadays, Ikar Pirsum HaNes is for the people inside, not for the people outside, and therefore nowadays we all light inside. Besides for, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkenazim do a little bit different, but Sfaradim, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, everybody lights inside. Different places inside, windows, whatever, but everybody lights inside nowadays. Therefore, the halacha has changed, that when you're a guest, even if you have your own door, let's say you're a guest in somebody's house, even if you have your own doorway, you have your own entrance from Reshut Rabim, nowadays there is no more Hashad. Because nowadays everybody knows people don't light outside anymore. So people are going to say, oh, he's not lighting. What are people going to say? He's lighting inside, like is the minhag of everybody that they do nowadays, so that Hashad is no longer a thing. And therefore, based on this, the first thing, Maran Zichron Baruch, there's the Tshuvan Yichavedat Chelegvav Siman Mem Gimal. He says, Yeshiva Bachrim, by and large, if it's a regular situation, where their families, his parents, are yeshiva bachrim, seminary girls, whatever it is, whose parents are lighting for them at home, meaning they're not lighting for them, but they are lighting there. Therefore, the yeshiva bachr, even the yeshiva, needs to do nothing like Rabbi Zerah, and he'd be yotzeh with the lighting going on at home. Maran Zichron Baracha interestingly says that Agaon Chaim Mitzion brought a ra'ayah to his opinion from the following Maran Masechet Baba Mitzia. The Gemara in Baba Metzia Adaf Yudbet, Gemara says that the Metzia of Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya belongs to themselves. Meaning, let's say an Amma Ivriya, the Jewish maidservant, finds something, it belongs to themselves. And the Gemara says, what kind of Shifcha are we talking about? If we're talking about that she doesn't have two se'arot, it belongs to, if she has two se'arot, then she's not a shifcha. And if she doesn't have two se'arot, which means she's still a ktana, then it should go to the father. Stop. Can I ask you a question? Says the Gemara, why should, if she's a shifcha right now, why should her mitzi'ah go to her father? Now let me give you a little bit of background. In general, whoever feeds the person, when, let's say you have a child. Your child finds a lost object. Who does it belong to? Why? It belongs to the parents. Why? Because the father is giving mizonot to the child. So whoever is providing the mizonot, if the child finds a lost object, belongs to him. So now the Gemara says, when she's Amma Ivriya, under 12 years old, it should go to the father. Why should it go to the father? Hey, wait a second. Didn't the Adon buy her? The master, she's working for a master. The father sold her to a master. So now says the Gemara, you know why it should still go to the father? Because, number one, who's feeding her? Number one, who sold her over there to the master? The father. And number two, once she's done, when she becomes a gedola, she goes free, right? V'yatzachinam in kasif, right? She goes free. Once she becomes a gedola. Where's she going back to after she leaves the Adon? She's going back to the father. And therefore, even now, the father gets mizonot, which means, what do we see from here? Says a Chacham Tzion. Even though she's not in her father's house right now, she's considered part of her father's household. Why? Because eventually, she's going back there in terms of mitziah. In terms of mitziah, she's going back there, and therefore the mitziah should go to the father, the Gemara is asking. So too with Nerot Chanukah, even though the yeshiva bacher is not in the household right now, Ben Azman, and where's he going? To the house. Chas v'shalom bar minan, if the kid gets sick or whatever it is, he's not staying in the dorms, where's he going? He's going home. Therefore, even when he's not there, the bachur's household is considered where he goes when he gets sick or when he on vacation. That's what it is. That's considered the real household, like we find by Ma'avriya, even though she's not in her father's house right now. Nevertheless, the Gemara asks that technically the father should be getting the mitziah because she will be going back there. Anyway, yeah.
You said that this whole reason of lighting outside, since they don't light outside anymore, there's no chashad.
Correct.
So if some people, let's say, they're going to light by the window.
Mara, what's the matter? You cold? You look like a hacker. Anyway, kitzer. Nachon? Right, that's the hoodie guys?
Four.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Why? If the Baal HaBayit is going to be lighting in their own, let's say by their own window, and in the room there's a window also.
Still not, because technically, where in the house, if you're lighting inside, where must you light in the house? You can light wherever you want. Wherever you want. There's no prescribed, windowsill is nice. Because people see it on the outside. So, but there's no chiyuv.
Technically, there's no chiyuv of lighting outside.
That's mitzvah min. That was the original takana. The original takana, the mitzvah min amufchar, was to light outside. That changed because of the sakana. But when there was that takana, that was the mitzvah. Now, I want to point something out. Even though the kid is not there, you don't. When we say madlikin alav betoch beto, and Maran said that, the halacha is, even if you're not there, even if you're not present in the household when the candles are being lit, you're yotzei dechova. Although the Bach, in Siman Tafresh Ein Zayin, the Bach says Meforash, he disagrees. He says, lechatchila, you should be present when, you know, it's being lit in your household, only with the avad you're yotzei. Maran Zichron Vachas says, many Rishonim and Acharonim disagree with that. And we hold, even lechatchila, you do not need to be present. Very similar to the halacha, we've spoken about this also. I'll speak about it because it's kedai to talk about it in passing. Many times, almost every day of Chanukah, besides for Erev Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, and Sunday, all the week nights of Chanukah, most men are working. Until they get home from work, it's much later than the prescribed time. The prescribed time is about 4:45. Another half hour after that is also within the Lechatchila zone, according to the Rambam. After that, you're in the Avad zone. So Maran Zichron Vachai is an Aitzai, is a Tshuvani Chavedat, Chilekei. He says that, what should a person do? You know what you do? Appoint his wife, let her light at the prescribed time, even though the husband's not there. Husband's not going to be there. Maran Zichron Vachai says, not like this Bach, that he would still be Yotzei, Yidechova, 100%, and it's not a problem. You don't need to be there when it's being lit. As long as it's being lit in the house, on your behalf, you're Yotzei Dechova. Now, sometimes, that's the halacha. 99% of the time, the halacha doesn't end up panning out. You know why? I get this tens of times when it comes to time for Hanukkah. Everybody knows the halacha, but for some reason, women don't want to light on their own, and men don't want their wives to light for them. I don't know, I mean, I can get why. Women are like, no, it's not, it's the kids, it's this, it's not for women. What are you talking about, it's not for women? The Gemara says, Meforash, in Megillah Dav Dalet, the Gemara says, women are chayav b'adlakat nerot Chanukah. So why not? And then they say, no, but it's for the kids, it's bad chinuch. What bad chinuch? You're doing the mitzvah at the proper time. But anyway, usually it doesn't pan out. The Chafetz Chaim's Rebbe, Rav Nachum El Rodna, was asked this question. And he said, what happens if this thing causes shalom bayit? Let's say the wife or the husband is home, let's say the opposite. You know, people work from home. So let's say the husband is working from home and the wife is out at work. The husband is home at the right time. Should he light at the proper time or wait for his wife? The chaura, b'fi adin, light. The Chafetz Chaim's Rebbe told him no. He says, really depends. If she's a big tzaddiket and she expects him to light at the proper time and she's really frum like that, so you know, good, do it. But if she's not, he says, he brings a kal vachomer. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, if a person has money for only one thing, Ner Shabbat or Ner Chanukah. People were so poor back then, miskinim. They only had a few pennies. They didn't have money for both. Oil for Shabbat, for Nerot Shabbat and Nerot Chanukah. It's one or the other. Which one takes precedent? The Gemara says, Ner Shabbat Mishum Shlom Beto, which means that Ner Shabbat takes precedence because having light in the house causes Shlom Bayit, even at the expense of losing Nerot Chanukah completely. Over here, waiting for the wife to come home, you're not losing Nerot Chanukah completely. You're just pushing it off. You're not doing it at the most appropriate time, but you're doing it. And therefore, over there he says, at the expense of Shlom Bayit, if it's going to rock the Shlom Bayit boat, and we're in a generation that everything rocks the Shlom Bayit, everything is Shlom Bayit, Shlom Bayit, right? That's you know, it's such a, whatever, it is what it is. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. Just, it is. Therefore, over there, a person has to be a little bit sensitive, says the Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, and wait for it to come home, says not to hurt her feelings. Interesting take. Now, back to this. I want to point something out. You remember what we said before? That a guest has to give prutot, right? If you're a guest in somebody's house, you don't light your own. You're just mishtatef in what in his oil and wicks and whatever, and then you take part in it and fine. Agaon Rabbeinu Avraham Levi in a sefer Ginat Vradim, he was Av Bedin of Mitzrayim in the 1500s. He writes an interesting thing. He says, this doesn't apply to all guests. Watch. He writes La Halacha, if it's a guest that's paying for everything, you're paying for room. You're paying for you're a guest. You're just paying for your services. You know what I'm saying? You're paying for it, huh? Okay, but it's still kind. I'm a guest in your house, but I'm paying you for the services. I'm paying you for staying. I'm paying you for the food, whatever, huh? It's not like a short term tenant, not a rental. I'm staying in your house and I'm paying you for your expenses. So over there says the Ginat Vradim, that's the kind of guest that needs to pay a pruta to the Baal HaBayit, because since I'm paying for all my expenses anyway, in order to take a share in your oil and wicks, I have to pay you also a pruta for that. But if it's the kind of guest, like we call guests today, family, friends, whatever it is, that I'm just staying in your house and staying there, eating with you, and you're not charging me, says the Ginat Vradim Geonut. He says, just like you're being maknet to me, you're giving me a place to sleep for free. You're giving me food to eat. You're being makneli. You know what else you're giving me? A portion of your oil and wicks for free also to be yotze with your adlaka. And be'emet, many poskim concur. Agon Rabbeinu Zalman, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ba'al HaTanya, he holds the same way. Agon Kaf HaChaim, Siman Taf Resh Ayin Zayin, Taif Katin Gimal, holds the same way. Stop. Now, let me ask you a question. What happens if I'm paying, but I'm not paying for every expense? I'm not paying like a daily, you know, like in a hotel, you're paying for your room. In a hotel it is itemized. Let's say you're not paying an itemized bill, you're paying a monthly thing. Let's say what? Let's say like a bachur in yeshiva. You're paying X amount per month for a dorm and food and whatever it is, vizel. You're not getting an itemized bill. Is that considered a guest that has to be mishtatef mifrutot or not? Watch this Kaf HaChaim. Hold on. Maor, I got you. What's the matter?
For us in yeshiva here, at least, yeah, we're paying for literally everything. We get an itemized bill. We have to have a meal plan. We have to have dorm and
pay. Well, the meal plan is separate. That you're paying the meal people. But for yeshiva, you're just paying for the dorm.
And tuition.
But it's a set amount. It's not itemized per, you know what I'm saying? You're paying X amount per month or per year. Vizil. I want to read you this. This is phenomenal Kaf HaChaim. Listen to what he says. We're good, people? Don't freeze on me. You're not iguanas. And he said, all the LA people, miskinim. Now he says, Nachon? Boa, tireo to miskin. Anyway, look. What's the weather like now over there?
Not now. 60,
70. 60, 70. Aye, aye. Okay, but it's beach weather. Anyway, so he says, "Tzarich latet pruta." Says the Kaf HaChaim, listen carefully. Nira'a dehechidami be'achsanai shenoten hotza'a leba'al habayit da'az mechuyav lishtatef. V'im yesh cheder miyuchad, chayev lehadlik bechedero. Aval im achsanai samuch al ba'al habayit legamre. U'mipito yochel, u'mikoso yishte. You're eating from his food, right? Like a real guest, like we call it. Today, if you invite a guest to your house for Hanukkah or whatever it is, and you start charging him, that's in Syrian, there's a word, it's called aib. It's not nice. Huh? It's not a fee. What, if you're a guest in somebody's house? Oh, man. A gift, whatever, but you're not going to pay, you know, you're not going to give him a bill. You know what I'm saying? So he says, "In tzarich leze klal." Over there, you don't need any ishtatfut. Ki ba'al habayit kame'ane le b'chol tzorko, haleu gam hul yizkelo, gam b'miktsad me'anirot, v'leka b'ezech hashada, kivan sh'yadua hu, da'atachad ba'al habayit kasamich. Even if he has another petach over here, even bizman ha'gmara, he doesn't have to lighten that other petach, because everybody knows, I am now considered part of this household for Hanukkah, and therefore I don't have to do anything. V'rotze lomar. Now, he quotes the Gan HaMelech, the Ginat Vradim, Rabbeinu Avraham al-Levi. Now he goes further. Watch what he says. Huge! V'rotze lomar, dim ochel etzel ba'al habayit b'cheshbon kol ma she'ochel v'shote, zehu she'tzarech liten pruta. Aval im ochel etzlo b'kablanut, kach v'kach liyom, o l'shavua, b'chol ma she'nitzrach, en tzarech latet pruta. Which means, if he's not paying itemized, even if he's paying, but he's paying X amount per week, per month, whatever it is, but a set amount, you still don't have to, because everything's included in that price, including what? Some of the nerot. Therefore, says Maran Zichrono Livracha, even if let's say you're not being yotze with your parents, you would still be yotze. There's a hadlaka happening in the yeshiva. Don't forget, they light nerot Chanukah in the yeshiva, nachon? Every night before Arvit, they light over your nerot Chanukah. You're part of the yeshiva. The yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Hanala is makneh to all of the Talmidim, just like they pay for everything else, meaning they're paying tuition and they're paying for room and board, they also are zochei nechelek of the shem and the ptilot of the Norot Chanukah of the yeshiva, so they're covered mimanavshach. Either they're covered from the hadlaka at home, and even if not, they're covered by the hadlaka in the yeshiva. Tomorrow we'll talk about, hey, wait a second, can the hadlaka in yeshiva be used to be yotzei dechova? Hadlaka bevet hakneset, is that to be used as yotzei dechova? Machloket Rivash and Bet Yosef. Yes, hold on tight. Yeah, that's coming tomorrow. Cliffhanger. What's the matter? Yeah, Max, you want to ask?
I wanted to ask, are we going to cover, what about if you're hosting someone that's on a higher magic ground than you?
So what?
A rub or something. Does he let or do you let?
It's the Baal HaBayit's mitzvah, but you can let him do it b'shlichut. That's okay. You can do it on behalf of the Baal HaBayit. It's the Baal HaBayit's mitzvah. Point being, for right now, Maran Zichron Bracha says, any which way you slice it, leminhag asfaradim, if you're a bachur, whether you're looking at the hadlaka at home, or you're looking at the hadlaka in the yeshiva, the bachur, the seminary girl is covered. Now, seminary is a little bit different, because in seminary, they're not lighting Nerot Chanukah in, like the seminary's Bet HaKneset, Bet HaMidrash, they don't have that. But in yeshiva, at least, you definitely do have that. And Be'emet, that's only a tziruf, because Me'ikar Adin, like we said before, according to the Machzor Vitri, the Orchot Chaim, the Bet Yosef, according to them, when it's Madlikin Alav Betoch Beto, wherever you are, you're Yotze. You know that. Same halacha. Let's say a person goes on a business trip during Hanukkah. Amen. And his wife and children are home. He's in a hotel all by himself. Does he have to light there or not? Zero. Does make a difference. In his house, which is where he lives throughout the year, Rabbi Zera, he was there throughout the year in yeshiva. He might have been in a different time zone, I don't know. And yet, his wife lit at home and he did nothing. He says, I don't have to even be mishtatef. I don't have to light. I don't have to be mishtatef. Tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, will discuss whether the lighting in a Beta Knesset or Beta Midrash can be used to be Yotzei Dechova. Plus, is a Bachar allowed to say, hey, I don't want to be part of my household with regards to the Nor Chanukah. I'd rather light on my own. Does it? Can you make that mental, you know, designation in order to be mechayev himself to light? Bezat Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow. Laila Tov.